Fatigue resistance involves metal fatigue that make up a rope. To a high fatigue resistance, wires must be capable of bending repeatedly under stress. Increased fatigue is achieved in a rope design by using a large number of wires. It involves both the basic metallurgy and the diameters of wires. In general, a rope made of many wires will have greater fatigue resistance than a same size rope made of fewer larger wires, because smaller wires have greater ability to bend as the rope passes over sheaves or around drums. The following are the typical wire rope deficiencies occurring. Kinks, caused by loops that have been drawn too tightly as a result of improper handling. Broken wires, normal for most ropes and are not critical provided they are at well-spaced intervals. Worn and abraded wires, causing the outer wires to become D-shaped. The rope must be replaced if wear exceeds one-third of the diameter of the wires. Reduction in rope diameter, caused by abrasion of outside wires, crushing of the core, inner wire failure, or a loosening of the rope lay. Rope stretch. This permanent condition can be recognized by increased lay length. Corrosion, a very dangerous condition because it can develop inside the rope without being seen. Crushed, flattened or jammed strands, are often the result of crushing on the drum. High stranding and unlaying, a condition causing the other strands to become overloaded. Bird caging, caused by the rope being twisted or by a sudden release of an overload. Kinks, caused by loops that have been drawn too tightly as a result of improper handling. Core protrusion, caused by shock loads and/or torsional imbalance. Electrical contact, rope will have wires that are fused, discolored or annealed.